to reach the masses. Men of every birth, born and after. Jesus gave the key. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to our program. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, welcome you once again to the WGUM anniversary program. And we're beginning with our theme, Lift Him Up with Billy Cummings. And we'll be playing some other songs for you later on. Benjamin.
God bless you for this is truly another day that the Lord, he has kept me, and I am glad that he has kept you too. For he has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on him. I tell you, it is good to be here getting ready for one more night, one more service, one more speaker. I tell you, my speaker tonight comes from Charleston, South Carolina, and we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the blood. She weathered the storm, but God was with her. My pastor tonight is Apostle Gertie S. Ford. From that South Carolina area, I know her uncle who's deceased. I knew him very well. I got to know her during her uncle's funeral, and we have been friends ever since. She is the pastor and apostle of Walk of Faith Covenant Christian Church. That's a lot of talk. She's just the pastor of the Church of the Saints of the Most High God. I like that one. Oh, bless his name. So right at this moment, I have already introduced her to you, but she has a request, and immediately, once her song has played that she has requested, you are in her hands. God bless you, Dr. Scott. Back in your hands.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Pastor, we're waiting now for to tune the cue up.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I give myself away. Lord, my life is not my own, but I give myself away. Lord, here I stand. Take my heart. Take my life. Take my hand, because I belong to you. Father, I present my body as a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service. I bless God for being here tonight. I bless God for his wisdom, for his power, and for his glory. I thank God for this opportunity to come to you tonight across the airwaves and proclaim the word of God to you tonight. The theme of these services is the performance of God. And if anybody knows about the performance of God, it is surely I. For God has performed wonders in my life. And I know that he has performed wonders in your life too. I bring greetings to you tonight. As Pastor Benjamin say, I'm coming from Charleston, South Carolina. Walk of Faith Covenant Christian Church. I am Apostle Gertie Ford, and I give away to the Lord on tonight. But not only tonight, but I give myself away to God perpetually. For I aim to please God. I give myself away to him. And that's what God is calling for us to do, to give ourselves away to him. It is truly a pleasure to be with you this evening as we celebrate my dear friend and sister in the gospel, prophetess Patricia Benjamin, senior pastor of Glory United Ministry, on this third year radio ministry anniversary. Come on and give God a praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is definitely worthy to be praised. The topic for tonight is the performance of God. And if you have your weapon tonight, if you have your sword with you, the word of God, then I want you to go with me now. If you don't have your Bible, I want you to walk and get your Bible and turn it with me to the book of Jeremiah. For we know that the word, hallelujah, is a light unto our path, and it is a lamp unto our feet. The word of God will open up things that we cannot see. It will pull the cover off things that are hidden. And so I invite you tonight to grab your tool, to grab your spiritual weapon as we go now in the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 1, starting at the 4th verse through the 12th verse. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 through 12. And it reads as follows in the King James Version. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom to root out and to pull up and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. 12th verse. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I have hastened my word to perform it. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this day that you have made, wherein I rejoice and I am glad in it. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I give you all the praise, because it all belongs to you. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 16:25 declares, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. I love you and I lift you up, God, because you said that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Father, I ask that you anoint me afresh and anew so that teaching and preaching will be made easy. Therefore, I yield my spirit unto you, that you may do what needs to be done through me over the airways and throughout the land. I take authority now over the atmosphere, and I decree and declare that the promised signs of miracle, signs and wonders at the hands of the apostle will follow me. Father, in Jesus' name, this is my prayer. Amen and amen. I thank God the word on tonight, talking about the performance of God. Our focus scripture this evening will be taking from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. I am watching over my word to perform it. If God says it, you can believe that God's word that he sent forth, it shall not return void unto him, but the word of God shall accomplish. It shall fulfill. It shall perform what God has sent it forth to do on tonight. God has sent me by over the airwaves all tonight to encourage somebody out there in radio land. But most importantly, God has sent me to deliver his word or deliverance on tonight and to bring forth the word of God that lets you know that God is a mighty God. We are talking about the God on tonight. The performance of God is the promises of God in the word of God, displayed through the actions of God. We are talking about the performance of God tonight. The performance of God is the promises of God. For the promises of God is yes. God. It tells of his might. It tells of his power. It tells of his authority and the execution of God. God executes according to his will and by the wave of his hand. We find in the book of Exodus chapter 15 that when Moses and the children of Israel were under the hand of Pharaoh, God kept his word through great feasts and demonstrations to give freedom to his people. Upon their freedom, the enemy tried to reclaim victory, but God's hand was majestic in power and shattered the enemy. As Pharaoh's chariot and army was drowned in the sea, I prophesy to you tonight, hallelujah, that you have the victory over the enemy. I proclaim that you are victorious. I proclaim that you are more than a conqueror. God has delivered you from your drug addiction. God has delivered you from the life of prostitution. God has delivered you from your ways of destruction. But the enemy is trying to reclaim the victory. But I come to serve notice on the devil tonight that God has anointed and empowered me with the word just for you. Tonight, sir, notice to your enemies that they cannot and they will not reclaim victory over your life because God has drowned Pharaoh's army in your life. The very cause and drive to attack you, the very weapon they use to destroy you, God will use them to stand against them. Hallelujah. Because God will use them, hallelujah, to destroy their own selves. Hallelujah. I want you to understand tonight, and I want you to believe tonight without any doubt that God is more than able to deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is on tonight. God is more than able. So I just encourage tonight to stand firm on the promises of God and watch God perform a mighty feat on your behalf. Watch God move in a mighty and miraculous way. For whom God has set free, he is free indeed. You are free tonight. You are set free from the hands of the enemy. And if you believe it tonight, come on and give God some praise. Come on and give God the glory. Come on and give God the honor for victory. Victory belongs to you on tonight. Give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The performance of God. We're talking about the performance of God on tonight. The response of God is the creative force of God. It is where our eternal creator, Jehovah Elohim, in Genesis, the second chapter, spoke forth light in the midst of darkness. You have been in a dark place, but God is speaking forth light in the midst of the darkness tonight, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So I said to the darkness in your life on tonight, you must go. You cannot stay because light has come on the scene. The light of God has shone forth. For we find in Genesis, the second chapter, that God hung the sun. He hung the moon, and he hung the stars in the heavens, and he brought about a separation between the darkness and the light. When we are in God, deeds within in our body, the evil thoughts that we thought, the crimes that we committed, were things that was done in darkness. And God has now called you forth in a marvelous light. So just like he set the sun, the moon and the stars in the heavens, and brought about a separation between darkness and light, God is calling forth for a separation in you all tonight. Hallelujah. Come and give God some praise. Darkness and light, he's calling forth the day and the night. The creative work of God causes things to come to life where there is no life, and to create life within life, out of life. Let me say it again. God can cause things to come to life where there is no life, and to create life within life, out of life, by the hands of God. He fashioned man from the dirt, and by the ruach breath of God, man became a living soul, and from within that life, God, in his infinite wisdom, performed the first surgery, put the first man, Adam, to sleep, and created a life out of life, which became the first woman, whom her husband, the first man, Adam, called her Eve, because she is the mother of life. And God charged them, the man Adam and the woman Eve, to be fruitful and multiply. Right then and there, God established the order of family. He spoke life, families. He spoke life into marriage and the process of reproduction of life between and through the consummation of husband and wife, man and woman, then in turn produces new life. Is a God an awesome God? The performance of God. The performance of God. It's his mighty act. It's the move of God. In the opening credits, Pastor Benjamin spoke about the flood that we experienced here in South Carolina. Hallelujah. She spoke of how God, hallelujah, we went through a flood here in South Carolina, and more specifically of the flooding in Charleston. When I am here to tell you that even though the waters rose, God kept us in his ark of safety. As I think back to Hurricane Hugo over 25 years ago, down to the tragic loss of the Charleston Nine, then the senseless killing of Mr. Walter Scott, and the inconceivable, cowardly hate crime and devastating slaying of the Emmanuel Nine, I can truly say that God specializes in things that seem impossible and his wonders are to perform. You may say, why do you say that, Apostle Ford? Well, I say that in spite of all the devastation, in spite of all the tragedy, in spite of all that we may have experienced, what we may go through in this life, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, that the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. He will wave the banner of peace on our behalf. Because when the enemy came in like a flood here in Charleston, and the enemy plotted and schemed to instill hate, to instill fear, to instill division and defeat in God's people, the performance of God manifested. Because of the performance of God, our capacity to love and forgive in the face of hate shone bright. Our faith in God was strengthened. We came together in unity, and we turned defeat into victory. I stop by to tell you tonight that when the enemy comes in like a flood to overtake your soul, that the Lord will lift up a standard against them. He will wave the banner. He will wave the flag. And he will allow the enemy to know that you are a victor and that the enemy is a defeated foe. So I encourage you tonight, as I was encouraged so many times by the word, and I was encouraged so many times by my mother, to stand on the word of God and watch God perform what he has promised. God is the performer that will perform what he has promised unto you. My mother, Minister Josephine Wright Small, was a woman of God and a true-born worshiper who would sing many times over the years under the anointing of God. Her very favorite song entitled, I Will Make the Darkness Light, as found in Isaiah 42 and 16, power, the might, and the move of God. Isaiah 42 and 16 declares the power and the move and the might of God, stating, I will make the darkness light before thee. What is wrong, I'll make it right before thee. All thy battle I will fight before thee, and the high place I will bring down. So don't be afraid on tonight. If God has chosen you to be a spokesperson on his behalf, don't let the enemy shut your mouth. Know that God will perform through you what he said he will do. He said, I will make the darkness light before you. Just like he said, the firmament in the heaven to separate the dark from the light. God will, hallelujah, make the darkness light before you. Even though you're looking through a glass dimly and you can't see your way through, know that the light is on the horizon and God is falling on your behalf. I say to you tonight that whatever is wrong, give it over to God. God promised in his word that he will make it right before you. He promised that he will fight the battle before you. For the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. And if you give it over to God tonight, I guarantee you that you will come out the victor. You will come out the winner on tonight. All the high places, spiritual wickedness in high places, God is going to bring them down. They're going to come crashing down right before you. Psalm 23, God is going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And the only thing your enemy will be able to do is stand back and watch as God performs on your behalf. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah tonight. I'm here to inform some of you and remind others of you that God specializes in things that seem impossible and his wonders to perform. I know firsthand, as I said at the opening of the service, that I know firsthand that God can do what seems impossible and that his wonders are to perform. That God specializes. He is a specializer that can do what seems impossible. Many years ago, as I at home, getting ready to go to my seminary graduation. And it was on a Saturday, and the doctor called me and said, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "No, I'm not sitting down. I'm standing up." He said, "Well, you might need to sit down." Right then, my spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord began to rise up in me. And I said, "Why do you, I need to sit down? You called to tell me that I have cancer. You called to tell me that I have cancer." And the doctor said, "Yes." And he said, "If we don't get you in this office to take care of this situation, that it is headed for your lungs, and there is nothing that we will be able to do for you." Now, everybody knows that when you hear the word cancer, fear immediately began to rise up. But I can truthfully tell you any equivocation that fear did not grip my heart, because I believe the word of the Lord. My faith was activated. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The now faith on the inside of me begins to perform the word of God on my behalf. So I told the doctor, I said, "I can't deal with this right now. I'm about to go to my seminary graduation." So I went on to my seminary graduation. And after I came back home, I began to seek the face of God. Somebody may be going through a sickness right now, and fear is trying to grip your heart. But I encourage you to grip the word of God and hold on to your faith. I encourage you all tonight to believe the word of God. For if you are in the faith of God, for you are in the household of faith, if you are a believer on tonight, if you are born again on tonight, I encourage you to grip the word of God. And the word of God tells us that if there is any sick among us, we can call for the elders of the church that they may pray. Hallelujah, lay hands on us. But I encourage you, as the word echoed in my mind and in my heart and in my spirit, the word of God said, I can lay hands on myself because he has given me power to tread over serpents and scorpions. There is nothing but a serpent. It is nothing but a scorpion on tonight. And I empower you by the word of God. And I encourage you to lay hands on yourself and decree the word of God over your life. Let that cancer know. Let that sickness know. Let that disease know that you shall live. You shall live. You shall live and not die, to declare the word of God. So the doctor said, "You've got to come in." And after I came back from graduation, I sought the face of God. And I said, "Lord, is this going to be a miraculous healing? Or is this going to be a gradual healing for your glory?" We have the right to talk to our Father. And I sought the face of my Father, and I began to verbally talk with him, not only with my mouth, but in my spirit. And I asked him, "Is this going to be a miraculous healing, or is it going to be a gradual healing?" He spoke back to me, "Not enough to know, my daughter. This is not going to be a miraculous healing, but this is going to be a gradual healing of my glory." Hallelujah. The performance of God. God wants to perform through us. He does not put sickness on us. But when we go through sickness, if we just rise up in faith and realize that is already turned around for your good on tonight. The performance of God. Show forth the work and the work of God. The performance of God can be seen from Genesis to Revelation. The Genesis, the performance of God, speaks of his beginning and of his ending in your life. For the performance of God is the promises of God. And I can tell you without any uncertainty that God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man, says number 23:19, that he should repent. Have he said it? And shall he not do it? Has he not spoken it? And shall he not make it good? Has he not proclaimed it? And shall he not perform it? So I tell you tonight, according to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, that God performed a miracle in my life. When I went in for the surgery, my surgeon was an atheist, but my doctor was a child of God. The surgeon was an atheist. And as I sat in his office, I began to tell him about my God. He immediately interjected and said, I don't want to hear about your God. And so I told him, because the Holy Ghost rose up inside of me, and I told him, I said, after this surgery, you are going to believe my God. You are going to serve my God. I went in for the surgery. And after the surgery, my doctor came in and he touched me on my feet. And he said, you are a blessed woman. He said, while you were on the operating table, he said, all your vital signs began to fall. Everything began to drop, and we were losing you on the table. But he said, under the anesthesia and under the Spirit of God, I heard you speak in tongues, and everything, all your vital signs, your blood pressure came up, your heart rate came up, and you are yet alive today to tell of the goodness of God. I bless God all tonight. Hallelujah. Because he has called me forth tonight with a holy calling. He has kept me alive for this moment tonight to speak to you of his performance, of his mighty acts, of his mighty works, of his handiworks. He has called forth this appointed time, in this appointed season, to encourage you, to stir up your faith, and to move you to a place of expectancy. It's the great things of God. Expect the performance of God. Expect that God will work the work that he has promised to perform in you, to perform for you, to perform through you. I'm excited on tonight because after the surgery, after the doctor and I had spoke, and it was time for me to go back for my follow-up visitation, back to the office of the atheist, back to the office of the surgeon, back to him to hear what he had to say. He said to me, he said, what I saw in that operating table, he said, I had never seen anything like that before. That had never happened to me before. He said, everything on you began to shut down. All your vital signs began to fall. Your blood pressure began to fall. Your heart rate began to fall. He said, but I heard you speak in a language that I know you do not speak. He said, and everything began to line up on the table. And he said, you were saved alive. And he
another yielded vessel unto him. I say to you tonight that if you do not know God for the pardon of your sins, now is the time to give your life away to him. To just give yourself away to him. And let him do what only God can do in your life. Don't say, I'm trying to get myself together. Don't say, I'm trying to get myself right. Because if you could get yourself right, you would have done it long time ago. But it takes the power of God, the move of the Holy Spirit, to clean us up out of our filth and out of our rags. Hallelujah, Lord God. And God will do great works, great acts, and great exploits in you on your behalf. I'm excited tonight. And I just encourage you now to give yourself over to God and let him do what only God can do, because there is nothing too hard for God. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that stirring. So we'll ask for a few words now from our beloved Pastor Benjamin. Pastor Benjamin, your line is open.
Yes, God bless you. I tell you, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. I have truly enjoyed the South Carolina Pastor Gertie Smalls Ford. Pastor, I thank you for that right now word. I give myself away. And when you give yourself away, God can perform all kinds of miracles with us and for us. I thank you for that word coming out of the book of Jeremiah. But we just want you to know it's not over yet. We have one more night left where our dear Pastor Henry, Marva Henry Lloyd from Chicago, Illinois, will be with us at the same time tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and she will be talking about the performance of God. And then yours truly on Sunday, I will conclude the matter. Oh, bless his name. Can we tell the Lord thank you? Come on, this radio land. Let's give the Lord a great big hand clap. Pastor Gertie, I tell you, I thank you. My cup runneth over. I have enjoyed my speakers that God told me to ask to do this anniversary. My apostle, Cheryl Wade, was my first speaker, and then my dear friend, Pastor Evelyn Barrett, and now Pastor Gertie, who weathered the flood. And I tell you, she flooded us tonight with the right now word of God. I give myself away so that you can do the performance, God, that you need to do with my life. Dr. Scott, I am overwhelmingly excited. I am enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. I have my friend and my sister, Jocelyn Renee Franklin, who flew in today from Delaware to be with us in this conference, Breaking Every Chain, with my goddaughter, Evangelist Marilyn Barnes. And I tell you, Evangelist Franklin was sitting there enjoying the Pastor, the Apostle. Now, Dr. Scott, I need to let the people know out in Radio Land that we are asking for a love offering. The amount is from 3 cents to 3 million. It must include a 3 for the 3 years that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to give 33 cents, 3 cents, 303, but it must have a 3 in it. Just plain 300, 43. 63, 93, 103, oh, bless his name. I'm going to sound like I'm doing the book of Psalms after a while. I tell you, 131, oh, bless God, from whom all blessings flow. We would appreciate it. The money goes to Blog Talk Radio to keep us on the air so that we can bring you dynamic speakers, and I'd just like to announce that Apostle Wade is on Blog Talk every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for the Hour of Power, and on every Thursday throughout the year, Dr. Scott and I, we are on every Thursday morning from 10 to 11. Sometimes I get real happy and go over, and that's why he gives me longer than an hour. He said, you sanctify folks, start speaking in tongues. Sleep on, bless his name. Look, Evangelist Franklin just said 30. Oh, bless his name. She's writing a check. Tell the Lord thank you. Make the check out to Glory United Ministries. And I tell you, we will deposit it in the bank when we get back on the East Coast. So you can also do PayPal. Dr. Scott can give you the address and what to do with that. And Pastor Gertie, we want you to hang out because I'm sure somebody needs prayer. And I'm going to make a request also tonight for prayer for my nephew, James Short, who is 45 years old and he's having heart problems. He has a leaking valve and congestive heart failure, and on Tuesday, after he brought his aunt to the airport, he went into dialysis, and from there, right straight into the hospital. He is still there, and they're talking about putting in a defibrillator. So I solicit the prayers of all of you who are listening for prayer for my nephew, James Short. I've had him since he was 6 months old, so he's like a child of mine. So I bless God for his life. I'm believing God for a miracle. I'm believing God for a performance of a miracle for my nephew, James Short. And God, it is no secret what God can do. He blessed your neighbor. He'll bless you too. God is a performer of miracles. He is the one that give life. Oh, I just thank God for Jesus. We sing a song that it took a miracle of love and grace. But the song goes that when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole. I'm telling you, he was performing something showing up then when he saved my soul. Cleansed and made me whole. Woo! My God, it was a miracle of love. And I better quit because I'm excited. Woo! Jesus, Dr. Scott, back to you and then into the hands of our callers. Push the wire, y'all. Come on, you can't let this big word go. We got to get the apostle to pray for us. Amen.
Hallelujah. I have just enjoyed this program. I hated for Apostle Gertie to stop, and I hated for you to stop there, Pastor Benjamin. But I have to tell people how they can make those donations. And I want you to know that if you're going to send a check or money order, you can just write it out to Glory United Ministries, send it to send it to 251 North DuPont Highway, 251 North DuPont Highway, and that's Dover, Delaware. And DuPont is spelled D-U-P-O-N-T. Now, you have to add to that PMB, right after DuPont Highway, 251 DuPont Highway. You want to add PMB, as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, PMB 22, and that's Dover, Delaware, 19901. And, of course, when you send it to Glory United Ministries, you want to make it care of Dr. Gregory Scott. Now, some of you have said, look, can't we do this, make our donations online? Well, of course you can. All you have to do is go to our website, which is glory-u.org. glory-u.org, and there on the first page that comes up, if you look down to the right, you'll see a PayPal button, and all you do is click that button, and whether you're using a MasterCard, Visa card, Discover card, or American Express card, or even PayPal, it'll take you right through the steps, and the donation will go directly into the Glory United Ministries bank account, never touch by human hands. Now, right now, what I'm going to do is play a song that was requested by our beloved speaker this evening, Apostle Gertie, for it. And while that song is playing, be mindful of the fact that we've asked her to be available to give prayer to those of you who call in and make your request. Now, what we want you to do, all you need to do, to answer some prayer, is click 1. All you have to do is simply click 1 on your keypad there, and I'll see it, and then we'll ask Pastor Gertie one by one to walk through those prayer requests, and they are powerful. Each of our speakers has done that. It's been a glorious experience. So now we're going to listen to God Did It, Evelyn Turnbull.
He picked me up, turned me on.
Yes, God did it, and God is doing it. Just once again, I want to thank Apostle Gertie for that wonderful, stirring, uplifting, and powerful sermon. And I want you to know that I'm looking at the board here, and the people are a little shy tonight. Our life is so good, financially, romantically, relationshiply, that nobody is looking for prayer except for Pastor Benman has asked for prayer for her nephew, for her family. And so, Pastor Gertie, if you will take a moment to send that prayer up and out for Pastor Benman and her family and their circumstances.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I thank God now for what he has done and what he is doing. Father, I thank you now for the prayer request by Pastor Benjamin, Lord God, on behalf of her nephew / son. Father, I thank you now, Lord God, that you have heard her cry. You have heard her petition. And Father, you have commanded us as people of God that we who are called according to your name, Lord God, that we have the ability to speak forth and decree a thing. So, Father, now I touch and agree now with Pastor Benjamin on behalf of her nephew, Lord God. Then, Father God, I pray that you will lay hands on his heart. Lord, yes, you will provide healing now, Lord God. Then, Father God, I pray now that you will rise up like only you can now, God, and that you will strengthen him, Lord God, and that you will uphold him with your right hand. Let me, Father God, I touch and agree, Lord God, hallelujah, with Pastor Benjamin, Lord God. And I know that, Lord God, that Dr. Scott is touching and agreeing as well. And, Father, a three-chord strand is not easily broken. So, Father, we come in agreement now, Lord God, that you will perform a miracle on his behalf. Then, Father God, I send up our prayer and petition, and we proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen Pastor Benjamin right where she is, Lord God. God, give her safety, Lord God. Give her peace, Lord God. Give her strength, Lord God, in her own body, God, as she is in Texas right now, Lord God. Then, Father God, strengthen her, Lord God, for the journey. God, I pray now also for Dr. God. Let the Father God keep his mind and keep his heart in perfect peace, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you right now for the mighty work that he is doing. Let the Father God, I thank you right now for what he is doing, Lord God, to help to propel the gospel, Lord God. Let the Father God count it as righteousness unto him, Lord God. Let the Father God, I thank you for how you have allowed me, Lord God, to be a vessel and a spokesperson for you on tonight. Father, now I pray now according to the prayer list, Lord God, touching and agreeing for all those that are sick. God, I pray for Sister Barbara's back right now, Lord God. Then, Father God, I pray for Brother Smalls, my father, Lord God, for healing in his body, Lord God. Then, Father God, I pray for the Hayward and Pinckney family at the loss of their loved ones. I pray now for Sister Scott, for sickness that have manifested in her body. And I want to encourage Sister Scott to know that God is a healer on tonight. I pray for the Bowens. I pray now for Sister Barbara Hayward. Then the Father God, I pray now, God, for Brother Mark. And I pray, Lord God, for Brother James. Then the Father God, I pray now, and the Father God, and I release the power of healing over the atmosphere and through the airwaves on tonight. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Then the Father God, we believe in you, Lord God, that you said, Lord God, that you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Then the Father God, now I decree it and I declare it now in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you bless my family, God. I ask that you bless my children and my grandchildren. And God, I ask that you bless my daughter, Kiva, on another year's birthday on tomorrow, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you have done on this night and what you will continue to do for your performance on this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. For I hear the word of the Lord that is saying that if you are ashamed of me now, then I will be ashamed of you when you stand before my Father. Hallelujah. I take authority of the atmosphere right now. And God, I command sickness and disease to go. Remember, Father God, I bind the works of the enemy. And Father, I bind any and everything that come against this radio ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And it's our tradition on this program to allow Pastor Benjamin to give us a few words. I don't know if she can give a few words, but give us as many words as she wants to give us before we close the program.
Amen. I thank God. Dr. Scott, I'd like to ask a question. Do you see a telephone number, 4671, on your line that didn't light up?
I just turned my microphone off. No, I don't see a 4671 at this point in time.
All right. Well, we praise thee, oh God. And we're just looking forward to getting back here on tomorrow night at the same time again. Love out to you, Pastor Ford, my friend. When I met her, she was praying, and she said, prayed, and I preached the sermon at her church, an unusual one, but God blessed in the midst of it all. Have you got milk? Oh, bless his day. I'm so happy. I am so happy. Dr. Scott, I don't know if anyone has sent any checks our way yet or not, but I tell you, I have a check here on this table where I am in the Marriott Hotel from Evangelist Jocelyn Franklin, who just arrived here today, and she has given Glory United Ministry a check for $30. And while we got the line open, she just came back into the room. I'd like for her to say hello to all of those that's out there that's listening. And I tell you, you're talking about a great woman of God. She is, because of her, I am yet saved for the prayer that she prayed that the enemy wouldn't destroy me. It's in your hands, Ms. Franklin. Just talk.
God bless you. We thank God for everyone on tonight that has heard this great message. And we pray that you will allow God to perform a great and mighty work in your life. Whatever you need, he's got. Whatever you want, he's got. All you got to do is let him do it. Let God do it for you. He doesn't make any mistakes. He knows just how to do it. Let him perform that great in your life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Scott, we are getting ready to go from this place of praise into another place of praise. We are going to the Breaking Every Chain Conference. That is why I am here in El Paso. Also, Evangelist Franklin is here for the same, and my pastor, Apostle Cheryl Wade, is also. And we must get dressed now because we got to get to getting. And we're 2 hours behind you all on the East Coast, so don't think we're late for church. It's just about 6:17 here, so you all are 8:17 there. But we're going to be on time services at 7. So we just got to
Here's a story there, Pastor. You folks have got to move, and I'm going to play a little moving music for you right now. It's called The Move of God.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving.
The move of God.
Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend. Who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all.
Well, let's see.
There. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the...
Let's get the move of God. Here we go.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there.
Yes, it's a breakthrough. It's a move of God. We have Norman Hutchins finally singing the song. So let's wish Pastor Benjamin and all the people down in El Paso a moving evening, at least as moving as this program has been this evening. Once again, thank you so much, Apostle Gertie Ford. We just really enjoyed you, as we have all of our speakers. We're looking forward to Pastor Marvin Lloyd coming to us from Chicago tomorrow.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just hold on. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You'll wait and see. All things are possible in that belief. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting, changing your life.
Looking for your midnight,
looking for your midnight,
turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
I'm
moving back, I'm moving out, y'all.